Are you my podcast?
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 Are you my podcast? Are you my podcast?
Sarah Colonna, just want to know if you're there still. I think this was the last one. Happy.
Are you there, Mavs? It's us, Sarah and Mare Bear, Kuda and Mare Bear. Yeah, we're both here. I love how last week we were like, oh, well, it's over. Blah, where are they now? We won't. And then we saw the previews and we decided we were going to need to talk about it. So Mare Bear had to throw in a little disclaimer. And now here we are, because there's plenty to talk about. We have a lot of thoughts about a lot of stuff. Shocking.
Big surprise.
Yeah. And we have a lot of other stuff to discuss. We'll go over on Patreon after this. Just really, there's so many strong feelings out there about all of this. And I want to even dive even further into that once we get over to Patreon, just so we can make sure we get all this episode covered tonight. But it's only $7 a month, and there's a ton of content. You can trust our listeners. They love their Sunday episodes that are not maths related. We just have fun. We just talk, and it's nonsense. And stick with us, because we have a lot of fun stuff planned for the next few weeks without Married at First Sight. Taking a brief break from reality TV just for, just for a cleansing breath.
Well, just to show that we're real, real people in the world with real, real thoughts and families and friendships and other things that we like to laugh and talk about. I think it's exciting. A little palate cleanser.
Yeah, just a little palate cleanser. And obviously, you know, it'll probably be back before we know it. So you should stick around on Thursdays. It's still free, and you get to hear us just shoot the shit and have laughs about a lot of things. And please stick around for that. If you are in the Fort Worth area this weekend, if you're listening to this right away, the 25th and 26th, I will be at the Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth. Following that, May 9th and 10th, no, 10th and 11th, I'll be in Lowell, Arkansas, my hometown, at the Grove. And then I've got Dallas, June 14th and 15th. Mary and I together in Louisville. June 20th through the 22nd. SarahColonna.com for tickets.
I'm so excited for that. I was actually talking about that today. My brother might even come to that. Anyway, we'll figure it out. But go see Sarah. Check out her dates. Come to see us in Louisville. Look, I honestly am just repeating everything you say, because I didn't even expect to have feelings after tonight. I mean, we're covering it because it was a full episode, but I have a lot to say, and that almost annoys me.
I know. I know. I kind of went into, I was like, what? Now there's more questions and more just, I will say, well, you know how we like to say some things made us want to stick our tits in a blender.
or a microwave.
Yes. Often the microwave. It's really whatever appliance I have in my eyeline. And if you felt that way this season and you need something comfortable for your boobs, luckily this episode is brought to you by Honey Love. And they are the most comfortable bras. They sent Mary and I some. Mary had already been using their bras and shapewear before. So this is a very honest review. They're so comfortable. It's a bra that you almost forget that you're wearing, truly, but then they add a little mesh on the side. So it's also sexy. They have different options. I'm obsessed.
I am too. They're so comfortable. I am a joke. I am a cartoon that likes to take a bra off as soon as she gets home. But with this crossover bra, it is so comfortable. I literally take naps in it, Sarah. And I can't endorse any article of clothing more than saying that. Okay. It is the absolute best bra. And it's comfortable and it's supportive. And there's no bulges in the back. It's smooth. I just go get yourself one.
Get yourself one. I love the V bra for that, like, relaxed lounge bra. Yeah. So obviously we have a code for you. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market. Truly save 20% off at honeylove.com/mypodcast. Use our exclusive link to get the 20% off honeylove.com/mypodcast. After you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them, support our show, tell them we sent you, and you deserve a nice, comfortable bra, especially after what you've been through this season.
What you and your boobies have been through. Ah, Sarah.
How do we even, it's like this season has been so insane and people are so divided and people, you know, we have the Are You My Podcasters group and I love all the different opinions because I will say something and then people are like, oh, I usually agree, but I don't, or I agree now, or I didn't, or this. And there was so much after the reunions. I mean, people were just all over the map, changing minds, disagreeing with us, which by the way, this is just opinions based on shit we see. But I think the biggest takeaway for me right before we get into where are they now is I clearly said last week, I didn't love the way Emily behaved. I didn't love the way Claire behaved. I thought people could have handled things differently. However, I'm not in their emotional state. I don't know, you know, it's also like, in a way, after tonight, I feel like the guys all kind of banded. They almost did the opposite, like where they banded together to be like, let's be really cool. And then we'll look better than that. You know, it's like, so I think the biggest thing to remember, especially after watching this, Where Are They Now, is I'm not going to forget the entire season just because of behavior at the reunion, right?
A million percent.
That's the biggest thing, which I think we can get more into that when we head over to Patreon, just because we do need to talk about this episode in front of us this evening. But what are your thoughts on that a little bit?
Well, a little bit, I would say too. I mean, I sort of, you know, I know that you're very active in the podcasters group and I dart in like a diva, but I'll tell you what, I was combing some of those threads. And I also think it's important to give freedom to people on where they relate to things. I was thinking about that a lot.
Oh, that's so,
because I was like, it's like, whether I like to admit it or not, I mean, some of the worst parts about Emily that people have argued are things and feelings and circumstances and perhaps insecurities and maybe an immaturity that I had longer than I should have, that I'm relating to her anger in a way. And I think everybody has a different experience. Some people may relate more to a Brennan, or they may relate more to a Becca. I mean, shit, there might even be some Orion, a couple of you that I don't want to be in an elevator with. But
how was your ride on the elevator?
How is it being stuck in here with me? So I just think I do find it entertaining. And I think that, you know, I think from a relatable standpoint, people see people they maybe were enemies with in a character or a personality like Emily. Yeah. And I think that brings out some strong feelings. I really like to get to the place of where the hurt's coming from and see. And if I relate to it, I usually feel strongly. But listen, everybody is allowed to have their opinion. And like you are always saying, we welcome all of them. And we don't claim to be therapists. We don't claim to be correct.
We don't claim to be correct.
We're not anything.
You and I disagree on a lot of things.
Yes.
We've really been, I feel like we disagree probably mostly on Claire this season.
Yeah. And it's hurt our friendship. Just kidding.
And by the way, nobody knows the facts except for those people. That's the thing, is nobody knows. So everyone's acting off of opinion. So I think I want everyone to know that if you're in the podcasters group, please know that you can tell us your opinion. We don't care. Like, we enjoy it. It sometimes even makes me change my mind for a minute. But
I mean, that's
don't get mad
too.
About someone else's opinion. Let's not fight about it.
Yeah, that's silly. Then we're not even better than these people on a reality show with production. I mean, we're not better than them anyway. Look at me just backpedaling. Anyway, the bottom line is,
let's get to Where Are They Now.
Oh, I want to say that I'm putting a disclaimer out here. There was a lot of different scenes tonight. A lot of memos went out from production that said, meet at this place, you two. Meet at this place, you three. We might be all over the map here. It might not be. And I'm going to just put that out there because my notes are a mess and my brain is even worse.
Oh, it was everything. Was it? Did it make you feel? Listen, you know what I did miss during the reunions? Well, what? A lot of things. But the songs. And they trolled me with a couple tonight. And the one when they showed Michael when he was going off to get his tattoo of an angel crying. He sang this little song. This little song came up. It was like, run it, run it. I run this town like a marathon because I'm a winner. And I don't know even what that means to run a town like a marathon, but I liked it.
I like that. I wonder if maybe they, because this season was over, their stock song list was a little more shallow, you know, because I wouldn't know if I'd put that with the angel crying tattoo set.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
That's a good point. They should have, I don't know. It didn't quite add up, but I did enjoy it. So that's good. I always feel like they're just for me.
Well, I have a feeling that one in particular was just for you. They're like, we don't even need a song tonight, but that Sarah bitch, she loves to hum along, you know.
Let's give her something.
Let's give her something. Give her something to chew on here. I would like to point out that when it's like a fever dream when we're in the middle of these seasons and we're like, well, how long after the episode is after party and how long after? When it said tonight that this was 9 months, 9 months. That's a baby. That's like you can grow a baby. That's 9 months after decision day. That's a long time.
I feel like a few of them did grow and give birth to a couple of babies. Like, I don't know.
I know. Seriously.
emotional babies. Emotional babies, at least. Well, so it started off with Claire visiting Lauren. There wasn't really a lot about that, no. I guess. But it was interesting when they talked about, Lauren said something about how they progressed since the reunion, and Claire said it was wild to see what they said and or to see him say what he said. And then she's like, he didn't even live in the apartment or something like that. Right. And then,
yeah,
which she was talking about the cheating, but she didn't say anything like, but that also
but
didn't
I didn't
happen.
Do it.
Right.
Yeah.
But also I do have to remember she possibly could have said it and then it was, didn't air, you know what I mean?
True,
there's a lot of like, so who knows, but it did kind of make me laugh that she was like, he didn't even live there.
He wasn't even there.
Yeah he didn't walk in on it, but he knew it. No, I'm just kidding. But it sounds like her new boyfriend that lives in Seattle, shout out Seattle, Lauren emphasized that he's a man, he's a good match, and it did sound like it was someone she had recently met, right? Since it was long distance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it sounded, I took away that Lauren has met him at least one time, right? That's kind of what it felt like. And now this is going to be the theme for me tonight. I have one thing that I don't think you and I have wavered on this entire season is Lauren's sort of stoic character and her ability to sort of, you know, be an outsider and look in and whatever. I don't even know what I'm saying, but you know, you're going to follow me. She, like she said, Claire's man, she said, I'm a good judge of character. He's a great guy, all these things. I mean, this shook me to my core with this episode, with the fact that Lauren and Chloe are at odds. So how do we, and I know we're not there yet, I'm just bringing it up because Lauren has always been a very stable figure for me, okay? And I don't know what to do with this. I mean, I know what I think, but then I'm feeling very conflicted.
Well, we don't have to go in order. Like, we can talk about it since it came. I feel like Chloe, here's the thing that is interesting to me tonight is, A, I think Chloe always felt a little bit like an outsider, and I don't blame her. She came in.
She was.
And she came, and Michael was already there. He had already kind of met everybody at least, and but in a different way, obviously. But she came in, knew she was picked second.
Yeah.
And then walked in and would sit at these group dinners with girls who were going through it and felt she couldn't relate to it. She was going through a different thing. She probably felt like it was harming her experience a little bit, which I don't blame her for feeling that way.
Right.
And so the interesting thing to me about, I think, Chloe is just because you don't lash out, say, the way like Emily and Claire did at the reunion, doesn't mean you're not just as full of resentment.
Of venom. Yeah.
Yeah, because she was not happy tonight. And it's, and it can be, listen, again, opinions only. We don't know. It could be a lot of things. I mean, I think she verbalized a lot of which, or verbalized or vocalized? Anyway.
I like don't vocalized. Ask us. Yeah, I just chose which one I liked. I don't know which one's right. No fucking clue. But yeah.
You know. By the end of the season, our brains are so mush from focusing on other people's lives so much that it doesn't matter. We can't even get that right. So how do you think we're going to get other things right? Just because you can say your anger more calmly doesn't mean that you're over it and that you're fine. Because that didn't come off to me at all.
I agree with that 100%. I felt more sort of anger and judgment from her tonight than even on the reunion. Even, I guess, because she really didn't show anything like that towards the women at the reunion, but she said something tonight where she said she thinks the women are struggling with the world knowing that their husbands didn't want them. And I feel that that is a little bit of what Chloe's struggling with too, or what she was struggling with more in particular at the reunion. In totally valid. And I have no idea. I mean, even watching Chloe and Michael tonight, I still don't know why they're not together, kind of, other than the future thing. But there's, I could see, I feel like they're hooking up.
Oh, do you really?
I mean, just because if they had good sex, I mean, you've recycled, right? I mean, your long-term partner, your husband, I said long-term partner, who has never been married and been with the same guy for 30 years. Anyway.
You're engaged now, lady. You're worthy.
I mean, we're also common law probably anyway at this point. But so I mean, they're both attractive. They talk about their chemistry. Like tonight when they went out one-on-one and were, you know, planning this little shindig that didn't really take off, it was date night. I'm sure you have a couple espresso martinis. You're not ready to go to sleep. You know what I mean? She knows.
Yes.
She says he's swinging that hog around all the time. That was one of her takeaways.
Helicoptering it. She said he was helicoptering it. His face.
I mean, talk about comfortable with each other. You know what I mean? So you're telling me she's not going to sit on his lap with a skirt for a few minutes before they part ways? Come on.
You said hog again, which is my favorite when you call it a hog. I don't know why.
It's the best.
Well, yeah, I could definitely see that. And I could see there, because she would take a couple digs at him, like, I'm don't miss those clothes, or, you know, she would take a couple little shots at him, but then talk about how great they were doing, almost like, I don't know, it was just very all over the map, but the chemistry definitely seemed still there, physically interested, like you said, especially on their date. And then they went on another date with, I guess, Austin, I mean, not a date, but Austin and his roommate came. If she thinks that, I would be interested to hear more, because if she thinks Lauren hit on Michael just because she followed him on Instagram, then that doesn't seem like that's what that is.
Yeah, that felt very, there had to be more to it, right? I mean, because it couldn't, but then the fact that when Lauren kind of gave her, when she said, oh, and then, you know, I immediately unfollowed him and, you know, removed him from mine. And then after that, I apologized and she still didn't want anything. I mean, it seems like I want to talk more to Michael about this because we can't. Yeah. Right.
Well, because I think Michael, I mean, I know they make them show up and do all these things together afterwards.
Yeah.
That's why I don't believe that Chloe even tried to reach out to more people than came to that last event, except for maybe all the guys. But she, I don't think Michael would do anything to harm having a good, steady in your life thing with Chloe. So right. I don't think he would have gone and met Lauren if he felt like she had done something inappropriate. Even I don't know. I just feel like the reason I think it might have been simply that she followed him on Instagram or whatever was that Chloe felt like, okay, this is another way they're leaving me out, or they're not being like loyal to me or something.
Right. Absolutely.
And maybe that was just right after, but this is 9 months later, like you said. So, but then when she said something about how the internet and people thought that they should get together because they both simply because of the circumstances. And I think she kept seeing online that everyone was saying, well, why didn't they just match Michael and Lauren? And she right. was like, and she took it and it hurt her feelings, which is yeah. valid, but right. That's not Lauren's fault or Michael's fault. That's
no.
people on the internet. Even Michael and Lauren talked about it. They were like, see, I didn't even see anything there with them. They basically were like, yeah, people have been willing this, joking around. They were like, not because of what we wanted, but because of what they were seeing happen to us both on the show. And so right. they kind of both made it clear, like, that's not what, we weren't really interested in that, but the internet was.
I know. And I mean, I was sort of like, oh, does Chloe listen to us? Because I'm sure we said it a couple of times. I mean, I was really on board
Everyone
with that.
Everyone was saying it. Yeah, a lot exactly. of people were saying it. And a lot of people were like, once they saw Michael get jilted and they saw how Orion was, by the way, speaking of people trying to act like he didn't do anything wrong, tonight. I mean, I guess he took some accountability at some point, but it just felt like, that's why I'm saying it seems like everyone's like, oh, let's just act like, you know, maybe they'll forget the season. It's like, no, this aired right after this all aired right away. So we didn't have time to forget it. But now I forgot what I was saying.
I'm gonna pick a bone a little bit with Chloe, though. Not crazy, but just that the whole animal sanctuary visit with the guys. I think it's very easy to be friends with guys when there's not a romantic relationship, or when you're all like, they've all come out the other side of this like crazy journey. But when she says all of these men are good men or some shit like that, and she's like, they just wait, do you have that written down? I literally, and my eyes are going away from it right now, but she was like, these are all good men and they just weren't matched with their person. It's like, okay, if you're going to say that, I'm going to let you think that if that's your experience, but I would say the same about the women, the way they behaved and the way the outcome, you know, the way it all panned out, what didn't look great for everybody, but don't go on there saying all these men were good men and women are yes. bad. Like, shut the hell up.
Yeah. So this, I feel like that's what I feel like she's been. She, whatever hurt her so much about feeling this way, she was like, it doesn't make it any better for you to go on and take constant digs, like calmly, even just, you know, and then be like, I'm friends with all the guys. Look how cool I am. Everyone says I fucked, you know, Michael fucked up. Like, I get it. And Mike, I can see why the guys would say that to him, right? I can right. see that they're like,
sure.
Hey, you guys were getting along well. None of us were. What happened? Why didn't you? She seems cool. Look how cool she is to us. Well, she's being extra cool to us because she wants to rub it in the girls' faces that she's buddies with them. And she wants right. to, you know, and so it's just an interesting thing to see because I don't, yeah, no, Orion wasn't ready for Lauren. And Orion, I'm not going to forget that from the moment in that on the honeymoon until they got a divorce, that he kept going back and forth, putting her through the ringer, making her feel like shit, saying that it was fine, saying it wasn't fine, saying it was this, saying it wasn't, basically slut shaming her just because yeah. she had sex before she ever even knew that she was matched. And all, so I just guess it seems like everyone just wants to, including, I guess, Chloe, just act like, and this isn't, and listen, am I saying it? Go back for many seasons if you'd like. And there's plenty of women that we have been like, what is wrong with you? And that probably we never want to run into on the street. So it's not as if we're like, oh, girls versus guys in this situation. Right. I think Austin is a really good guy. I actually, to be honest, don't really understand Becca's anger at him as much, right? I think he just was immature, not ready, and didn't give her what she needed for sure, and fucked up with the producer situation for sure. But the level of anger that she had, say, at the reunion, I didn't quite understand it as much as I did how, I don't know. But also, I remember Brennan. I remember how he was cold to her. I remember her saying that he would be nice to her if she, you know, take her to lunch if she didn't say bad things. I remember him admitting that he told her to delete diary cameras. I remember his conversations with Pia being very shitty and Pia calling him out and Pia being like this, you know, so much so that he apologized at the reunion, which good for him. So I don't think that we can rewrite it to like, these guys were all amazing men and these women, you know, it's like, no, all of these matches were shit and everyone got fucked. And Cameron, Cameron all of a sudden isn't, let's not pretend he didn't come on the reunion and claim that he almost died of a broken heart. Okay. His broken ticka, which shout out Little Miss Recap. Mm-hmm. It said on the show, like, of course it was an underlying condition. We all know that. Like I've said, I think we all figured out what it was, whatever, but like it was going to come up, the stress of the show, the stress of the breakup, the stress of lying the entire season, plotting the entire season, both him and Claire, maybe brought it up, but it wasn't a broken heart. And when he then went on at the end to ask her to get back together, I didn't buy that for a second. So like, let's not just pretend every, you know, like shine shit right now. Like Chloe felt like she was like shining some shit there.
Yeah, it really, really felt that way. And it felt to me like, I'm sure before the farm sanctuary, Chloe and Brennan and the whole team had a little like, yeah, this is our time to sort of make some comments or whatever. Chloe said, my life's improved immensely since she stepped away from the women. And then Brennan says, the reunion show just showed, they showed their true colors. And we've all seen behind the closed doors now. They just really exposed who they truly were. Like, at least come up with something original to say. It just sounds so canned. And then, okay, real quick, when Cameron said that the energy that their ex-wives are putting into the online comments only shows that their intentions were not in the right place to begin with, that's the biggest happy horse shit I've ever heard in my life. I mean, those women, if without anything else, you could say they acted like whatever you want to say, they wanted to be married, okay? So their intentions were right where they were supposed to be. It might have gone south, and sometimes I question Claire. Maybe she didn't want to be married to him. But
and the first person I heard bring up internet comments was Chloe. It just seems like there was two sides chosen, and this isn't, I'm not just being critical of like, I'm just, of the whole thing, right? I think the women have definitely picked it apart too much, spent too much time together in talking about this, right? Which trauma bonded, whatever you want to call it, probably what the guys did too. And they have riled each other up probably beyond what some of them need to be, right?
And they talked about that tonight.
Yes.
At the end, yeah. Which I thought was really sort of insightful, you know, like calling Emily out basically like, yeah, girl, you've been, you know, let go and let God, or, you know, like you're going to have to move forward. And then Lauren saying, hey, you know, you were reacting like someone who is experiencing the hurt and pain of the end of their very first relationship, also on TV, also a divorce or, you know, a marriage. So, I mean, it was endearing and it made me feel good that Emily is growing to see her acknowledge that, like, yeah, you know, I needed you guys to kind of call me out. I got a little carried away there. I'm still working on it, but.
Yeah. And I think we said that last week. I don't assume that she watched the reunion and thought, well, that was great. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
But I thought that was good when Lauren said that. I also thought it was interesting when she brought up how she was triggered by her father and the ways that someone in our group brought that up and actually laid it out pretty well. And are you my podcasters? Once again, basically laid out her probably really having this trigger from Brennan, which she completely nailed and talked about today. Yeah. It looks like she's going to therapy. Can your therapist be on TV?
Well, that's a good question. But then my follow-up would be, can my therapist be on TV? Because I want to go to that guy. I want to talk to him for an hour a week until we get my shit sorted. Because I feel he just seemed great.
He did seem great. I just was so confused whether or not, I guess if you sign it away or something for a session, then you can. I don't know. I was like, can you do that on camera? But I guess you probably can.
You both agree to it or whatever, you know?
Yeah. When she was with him, again, we're just all over the place on this, but she said she didn't realize she had low self-esteem going into this that's right. When he talks about it, he goes, sometimes low self-esteems, you can be more grandiose. And that kind of relates back to, remember what she said at the reunion, like, And I thought, okay, that's a good diagnosis for that behavior rather than just being sort of immature and lashing out. It's also like, no, sometimes you're saying this shit because that you're trying to get someone to say something. He explained it. That's why he's a therapist and I'm just a fucking podcaster. Okay.
No, but I think it really did sort of put some things together. And even like him talking to her and she would kind of say, I don't even know, like she'd say something and he's like, well, you know, when we're not practicing healthy self-esteem, we tend to bounce between grandiosity, which is what's wrong with you, or shame, and go down, which is what's wrong with me. I mean, this guy, I felt seen and heard. I mean, I need to go back to therapy, but I do think that she's come a long way, and mostly because I trust what the girls are saying, and mostly Lauren, you know, just in the fact that, hey, she's working on herself. She's made some mistakes. When she gets upset and cries, that tells me that this wasn't a joke. Like, this wasn't just like, I'm looking for attention, or I'm doing it. It reminds me of something, or you just said something about the reunion last week. Like, it was awful. It was awful all the way around. I don't think the girls felt good about how it was, but I also don't think the guys should, because even though the guys came off, I think unscathed, it was because it was fake horseshit. It was a pact to just be uber positive, let the girls self-destruct, because they're going to lose their shit when you give them nothing, you take no accountability, and you act like, oh, like, look at these crazy bitches. Look at them. They're crazy. Yeah. Look at what we had to deal with. Well, no, you're not being truthful, and you're acting like you didn't do anything and you have no part in this. And I would take somebody being messy and real over somebody being shitty and fake, or, you know, being like despondent and fake. I don't think that's great either.
No, I agree with that. I think it's just, it's like, first of all, this was the episode, 26 mm-hmm. tonight? Where are they now? Mm-hmm. The finale, the nail in the coffin, the ending. I still don't know what happened with Cameron and Claire. Okay. I still don't know.
Me neither, girl. It is like, it's in the vault. We're never going to find out.
And it's so interesting because people, I see it like between our podcasters group and people on like Mavs Fan, you know, the Instagram that we all follow, and all these different, people are like, how could you possibly think Claire did anything? How could you possibly think Cam did anything? Like, they have, nobody knows. It's so divided. Yeah. And people that think one way or the other are so convinced. And I'm just like, I kind of think they both are now just fucking with each other and with us. And, I definitely think that's what he was doing at the reunion. And I definitely think she was playing some shit up at the reunion to get everyone.
Sure. Yeah.
So I
both
don't,
both of them.
Yeah. I mean, that was, yes, exactly. So I don't know. I don't know. I, if you don't let me sit them down with a lie detector.
Yes, Sarah.
And it can be, I mean, talk about a show. Put Mare Bear and I in a room with those two. a lie detector, and I don't know.
A couple bottles of something.
Some true serum, some vodka for us. Yeah. And figure it out, because I don't think it's so hard to figure out, even with the texts we've seen out there, that he basically said, okay, this is what we can do. I've got this. But she said, okay, cool, great, get us out of this. I mean, so it was all planned, I get, from the beginning, and they all screwed themselves over in the process. And I think they both at least admitted that too. But now I think it's like, whose narrative can outshine the other one for them? And that is where he's jumping on with these guys, where he doesn't really belong in that. You know, it's just, what a shit show.
Honest to God, I'm just glad there's not 26 more weeks to find out, because I don't fucking care anymore. I'm tired. You can hear it in my voice. I sound like I've screamed until I taste blood. I'm exhausted, and I'm hungry.
Are you exhausted? Are you hungry?
Yeah.
Would you like to throw a tantrum like a child who needs to eat? Well, good thing that Little Spoon is one of our sponsors today, our other sponsor today, because if you're a fan of drama and meltdowns and Married at First Sight tantrums, you might like it on TV, but you don't want it at your kitchen table. So Little Spoon will eliminate mealtime drama for you and your family by delivering fresh, healthy meals, snacks, that your kiddo will enjoy for every eating stage. We love a kiddo. Mary?
We do love a kiddo. I like that you got that in there. No, to make life so much easier, I have friends that literally depend on this, whether it's for babies, they have baby blend specifics, and they have everything fresh. They use absolutely nothing artificial. Or when you get a little bit older, the biteable specifics or for early finger foods, the baby blend alone are under $4 a blend, and the biteable specifics are under $7 a meal. Convenience, it's affordable, and it would be absolutely how I would be feeding my children.
Yeah, and I don't think they really like check your home for children, because I personally think the lunchers with, it's like they have like a fresh take on old school classics with build-it-yourself lunches, easy cheesy pizza, chicken dunkers, protein-packed, made with hidden veggies. I could use those. So it all comes right to your door. Flexible, easy. Everything stores right in the fridge and freezer. You pick the menu, change up what you order if you want, keep the same thing if you want. Quality is unmatched. We both have friends that have used it, because that's, since we don't have kids, we gave the code to our friends. And it's really fantastic. And it would be great if I could find the call to act. There we go. So Mary, do you happen to have the call to action in front of you? Littlespoon.com, right?
Littlespoon.com/my podcast.
Boy, that was seamless. Simplify mealtime with your kids. 30% off your first order. Go to littlespoon.com/my podcast. Enter our code my podcast at checkout to get 30% off your Little Spoon order. 30%. That's a lot. littlespoon.com/my podcast. 30% off. Okay. Where were we?
Girl, I mean, I don't even know. Also, I need to find where the call to action is. I always I put everything on you.
Oh my God. Well, I'll tell you which one of the worst moments was for me.
What?
When they made Chloe call Michael on FaceTime. I assume they made her do it. That's just what I assume. And she told him that she was putting together the volunteer animal sanctuary day. And said something about his Gucci jeans, whatever. The converse, I was like, remember that one, who was it? I always refer to this when something bores the shit out of me. Like when we had to watch
go
to a paint store. Yeah. Yes. And watch paint dry a couple seasons ago. That I was like, oh, they should have just put that up during this scene instead. Because it was so awkward.
Painful.
And so it was so uncomfortable. And then when she ended it with, he gives me a headache. That was the most real moment from her.
Yes.
On this episode. And I was like, okay, more of that.
Season.
Tell us how you feel. Because I don't know. And then
my voice is all screwed up, but it's a lot of, I can't do it. But it's also like, just maybe just don't FaceTime. I mean, at this point, for the last, where are they now? She could have just been like, listen, let's just show a phone call. I'll pretend. I'll meet him at wherever, whatever bar. We don't need to see that anymore.
No. We could see him or her just say, yeah. Chloe arranged a date at the animal sanctuary. And then yes. Boom, they're all there. That's just a note from us. But I would also like to say, I never, listen, when the guy, Michael Austin and Orion went to go get Reiki healing moon ceremony cacao the or whatever.
I never know how to say cacao. And I'll guess what? Turns out I don't know how to spell it either. But
C-O-W. Just kidding. But I understand. First of all, I love a ceremony. I love a healing journey. I love the whole thing. But when that, I understand that it's that woman's like job. Mm-hmm. To be relaxing and to lead them calmly through this journey.
Sure.
But her basically having the same tone as Orion had the entire season and them talking back and forth, I was like, this is the most unrelaxing thing that's ever happened to me. I'm not relaxing at all. I'm trying to figure out what kind of damage I can do to my television right now.
I will also kiss your ass if Michael and Sarah, the instructor with the cacao, didn't exchange numbers or fluids at the end of that. Okay. I mean, she's a very attractive lady. She actually reminded me of Chloe, but it could have been that monotone sort of like, yeah. And so in my life, it just felt a certain way, but I think he has a type. And I think that they definitely liked each other when Orion, I'm also like a scumbag. I'm immature. Orion was like, it's great to have someone else's hands release the tension for him. I want to be like, ew, pervert. Like, shut up. Go rub one out on your own. We don't need to see this. It's disgusting. It's like, I'm just so bored with these people. Like, it's like, I can't imagine a fresher hell than having to just, can you imagine like being the videographer for this, the guy taping this shit? Ugh, I'd have to edit out my snores and my gag sounds.
Like, hey, oh my God, that's the best part. Like, hey guys, so someone's got to film those three, Austin, Michael, and Orion sitting around drinking cacao.
Yeah. Yeah, the cacao that they put their intentions in or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. So anyway, who's up for that? And you're just like, hold on. You know what? I just got an emergency phone call from my family. I'm going to have to get out of here real fast. So I don't, Lori, you're going to have to take that gig. That's not for me.
Actually, they're probably like, yo, like to their roommates, like, they're like, get that positive COVID test we keep around. Like totally just like anything. People were shouting, not it through the roof.
They were like, get that producer that got fired. Bring her back and punish her for going out with Austin.
Make her do it.
Yeah, this is her job now. Yeah, it's just listen. Nothing against anyone sitting there. I mean, other than maybe Orion, but I just was like, okay, I get it. I know they make them do this stuff, and it's fine. But I could have done without that scene, and we could have had just like a quicker.
I mean.
I feel like sometimes they do that stuff just to make us all mad.
I think so too. I mean, it was pretty similar with the Emily and Claire date, if you want to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a little bit of filler. They're happy, healthy, healing, and looking hot. And I like, again, I want to say, like, quit giving everybody something to talk about, girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We get it. But yes. I mean, listen, I love some sushi. I love a girl's night. But I do think, well, that was funny too. That was my one little takeaway, that scene when Claire, I think it was like she was talking just her outside or something. And she's like, yeah, you know, we do have residual anger. And she said, I love Emily so much, but I think part of her healing process is really focusing on the past. And it sort of was an interesting call out that sort, you know, must have come up more than once. And then for the girls to be bringing it up at the end again, which again, it's how she's processing. She had a hard time letting go, but I thought that was sort of funny.
Well,
not
yeah.
Funny,
I mean,
but funny, weird.
No, but she said it's good to have a little bit of hate in your heart or something like that.
Oh, she sure did. Yeah.
I don't know if it's really hate. Because that's not, and hopefully her therapy continues to get her to realize like that's not exact. It's a healthy dose of I can do better than you is good.
And motivation.
If I deserve better than what I had, that kind of thing is good. But I think, we learned, right, that apparently she uses that word so much that Brennan had to leave the relationship. So I think she uses it kind of as a, I think it's just like a, it's just a verb.
It's like when you say, like, back in the day, everything was awesome. I went through an amazing phase. I mean, it's like, no, this McMuffin isn't amazing, Mary. You're just hungry and hungover, you know? Sometimes you just use a word. Although McMuffins are amazing.
They are amazing. I will say another thing that made me actually laugh this episode, which we all needed, okay, was Michael. I was like, is he moving? Why is he giving away all of his clothes? It's like a Goodwill episode. Every time he walked up to someone, he's like, remember that shirt you liked? Here it is. Remember that earring you liked? Here it is.
I'm like, he really was. He's going
spring cleaning.
He's going minimalist. He's going full pull minimalist. I liked it. That sweater was nice.
It was nice. And I mean, there was a couple of items I liked. Maybe he could send us something. I'm just saying.
I know. I want two earrings though, if there's any. I like miniatures personally.
Yes. But yeah, it was funny. They teased it last week, which obviously, you know, to get everyone kind of talking, but I didn't sense any. I mean, I think Lauren is flirtatious by nature. And I think Michael is too. So if there's a world where Chloe ever witnessed them just talking and thought they were being flirtatious, perhaps that could be part of what fed her strong reaction to Lauren following him on Instagram. Or like I said, there's, you know, if there's something like that, but I don't, even Claire said that, I think she said she kind of flirts. Like that's just how she is. Like it's not, but
yeah. And
I find him to be a little bit that way too. I feel like, this whole season, Mary has felt like
he's been flirting with me the whole fucking 26 weeks in a row. It's a lot, you guys. But yeah, if I had to guess, I think that probably the origin little alert, put some signs up. I'm pulling this out of my asshole right now. I'm literally making this up, but I bet that Chloe having issues with Lauren and then it turning into something like this, et cetera, might have something to do with the other girls and the clickiness and Lauren's loyalty to them as well. Because I do think that it seems like Chloe's venom came from a place tonight of the online comments and whatever sort of negative things. And she mentioned, you know, burner accounts and horrible things that were written about her. You and I have both had horrible things written about us. And it is a violating experience. And it's something that really does get to your core. And it's hard.
Yep.
And especially if you feel that you know the person who might be behind this, I can understand a lot of anger coming from that. And I have a feeling that if Lauren even being associated with potentially, you know, if it was the other girls or whatever the case may be, some people that support them, that might have been a line in the sand with like where she's like, okay, Michael, you have to choose because I'm not dealing with this.
Well, and also on that note, I would say not the girl, everyone has had every cast member on there has had something shitty written about them this season. And it sucks. And the internet is a cruel place and people can be like way over the top. We've discussed this on a Patreon not long ago about something not related to the show or this podcast at all that happened to me. $7 a month if you want to hear my pain. But
I want to say it was awful pain, but it was entertaining. So anyway, go ahead.
But I think to that point, and I have no idea, obviously, if burner accounts really happened or whatever, but I do know that sometimes when people haven't had that experience yet, right? Like they haven't really been on it out there to where people would be commenting and whatnot. It's hard to believe that full fucking strangers would say this kind of shit to you, but they do. So whether or not Chloe has, I don't know, right? So, but I'm just saying whether or not she has proof or she knows it's a burner account or whether or not those girls would take the time to do something like that to her seems extreme. I mean, I could see maybe Emily doing it to Brennan, but I don't, joking by the way, but hopefully.
Also, I was going to say, I don't support that, but also anger makes you do things. Anyway, go ahead.
But I would say, I think the first experience of reading shit from complete strangers that have an opinion about you is like, what? And especially when it's maybe suggesting they go be with, you know, they were mismatched and you were, he deserves Lauren or whatever it was that she was reading. Again, I think the people saying him and Lauren should have been together, as they discussed on the show, were coming from, hey, wouldn't that have been a good match? Didn't experts maybe mess this one up? And that was before we even met Chloe.
Well, I was going to say that's exactly it. I definitely felt like Michael and Lauren, I definitely remember saying that. I definitely thought, oh, that would be perfect because Orion was being a real big poop at that point. And then, you know, it was kind of like Lauren and Michael, they would be great. But then once Chloe rolled up, I don't think that was even a thing anymore.
I don't think so either. I think, not that I saw anyway, because people are like, okay, now, yeah. So, but who knows? Also, I mean, I had one suggestion, which I know it's impossible to do. Just don't read it. Like, do your best to just, like, block groups that you know are crappy. I don't know. Don't join them.
It is hard, but your life will be better. It really, really will. And nothing will come from trying to fight a crazy person who thinks it's okay or necessary to share their negative feelings about you to you online where there's no way. I mean, it's just, it's a lose.
Nameless, faceless, no accountability, that kind of thing. I mean, so, but I don't, of all the people that I kind of, because remember we saw that moment with Chloe and Emily backstage.
Yes, I was going to bring it up
at the reunion, and they were friendly. And she was actually like, "She's like, don't give him."
Chloe was counseling her.
Yeah, and so this has been 9 months since then, right? So I don't know. Like now, so she's, listen, she said it at the reunion and she was like, the anger, the negativity, I've never been around it like this. And I think everyone can agree when we watched it, everyone felt that way. It was there was a lot of anger and a lot of shit that came out and went down and feel it. People that felt betrayed, people that felt they conned, people that felt they weren't living in the reality they thought they were living in, like people that felt they were, manipulated, all those things. I mean, there was so much and from the guys too. But I just think that when she said that at the reunion, I just felt she was being very honest about what we all kind of saw. And she's like, God, I hope these, you know, they can get past this. And then is it that afterwards when they all kept talking and she would get with them, she just felt like, I can't be around this anymore. And tapped out. But then when she saw like, oh, but now Lauren is following my ex. Is that what this is? Like, just, I don't know. I mean, it feels
weird. Like there's something very night and day from her at the reunion of like, God, this is horrible. This feels sick. I hope they can heal. And this, you know, but it also could be the fact that she's aligned with the guys a lot more because they're very, if she's only hearing their side of the story, I think that it would be a little easier for her to sort of, you know, not agree with the girls and then also see their behavior as more attacking than just crying out defensive. You know what I mean?
Well, and as Lauren pointed out, when Chloe and Becca were still friendly, she was being Chloe was being friendly with Austin, right? And she was forming friendships with all these guys. So I don't really know what the difference would be there. And that's why I think Chloe, although as calm as she would say it, isn't necessarily as healed and fine, right? It feels like she's sort of picked a side to be very directed towards getting back at somebody, if that makes sense.
A ton of sense. I mean, an example of that, I think, was what she thought was kind of a benign comment, but when they were at the animal sanctuary and something came up about the girls and, you know, Brennan, they're all around and she's like, well, you know, the women, they wouldn't step foot in here. And it's like, okay, now you're making a comment about the fact that, I mean, that's just coming from a place of you don't like them and that you're shitting on them because you don't necessarily know how they feel about animal sanctuaries and helping animals. And now you're sort of doing what they do. Or not what they do, but what you claim they've done to you. So,
yeah, you know, it just
maturity
it just
and
felt,
rising above. I don't know if she's as there as she seems to think she is.
Yeah, and that's not even me being like critical or mad. It just is like it's just the reality. It's like I don't know that, and even with the guys, Brennan, he seemed to never give a shit. So he's probably fine. He seemed to show up as little as possible during this whole thing. Austin, I do believe, was hurt by the realization of his own behavior, the realization of, you know, like not being forgiven for the like lying and then not being able to come back from that with her, you know, the way that, and, you know, teach their own on how they choose to obviously handle something like that. But I feel like I don't feel like he's putting on this sort of fuck Becca. I mean, the roommate a little bit was because she's like, all right, well.
Oh, yeah. The roommate. Yeah.
She was a little like, but you know what? With the roommate, it's like, I get it. Because when I was the age of, how old is Austin? I mean, he's young, right? At least.
I think he's in his late 20s, maybe early 30s. So, I don't know.
I can't even remember anymore. But if I had like a guy roommate or a guy best friend and some girl hurt him in any way, shape, or form, I was like that. So I get sort of being like, oh, yeah, those girls are immature. And, you know, she probably saw the reunion footage or something maybe before we did. I don't know. But – or he told her about it. So – and so that's fine. But Chloe – definitely. Anyway, I guess my point is Austin, Brennan, they don't seem to be putting on sort of this new face of how they acted the whole season. And you could tell like Brennan's just whatever, not showing up as much as he can, trying to take shots at Emily. Sure. But like Emily, I mean, God, I'm like losing my whole mind right now. Orion is sort of trying to rewrite history, right? Brennan, sorry, is actually trying to rewrite history. I said that wrong a little bit ago. Like everyone, Cameron's trying to kind of rewrite history. So I don't think that's fair either.
I don't either. And I think that there are people that may, you know, watch that. And we've seen some comments in the group and stuff of they're nice guys. And but I personally don't buy it because I had to comb this entire season and watch it. And I didn't even see that much of it, but we saw enough that supported. And listen, like we've said over and over, I'm going to rip my own tits off and I'm going to put them through like a very strong fan that has blades or something. I don't know. Yeah.
No, but that's, the thing I was trying to say about Austin that I really couldn't get out just now is I feel like if he and Becca would have had a decent reunion, right? If instead, then it was okay. But if she would have said, instead of saying, I'll talk to you and maybe I'll talk to you in 2 years, if she would have said, I just need a little more time, but I definitely understand you didn't set out to hurt me and we can figure this out, right? And we can be friendly. Then I don't think that he necessarily would have been like, yeah, whatever, those girls, right? At this,
yeah,
I feel like as much as the girls are teaming up, so are the guys. And so it's just this, it's just messy. I don't know if it's healthy on anyone's end, really, but that's why I think, I mean, at least I guess credit to Brennan for just being like, I'll show up when I have to, but I'm not even fucking getting involved in this stuff anymore. Like I'm out. And not that he shouldn't be held accountable for his actions, but you know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're, I wish I didn't know what you were talking about. I honestly wish I just came out of a coma and I didn't even know what this show was right now. And I was looking forward to next season. So I wouldn't be afraid that next season was going to be like this season, but you know, fool me once. I don't know.
We are looking forward to next season. That's the part that's crazy about the show is we are looking forward to it. We can't, it's so funny because so many people are talking about like, what can they change for next season? It's already in the can.
Yeah, it is in the can. It is.
I don't possibly see anything like this happening again. I can't possibly imagine. Since I still don't really know what happened, I can't imagine a group of people getting together like this and just and making a pact at the beginning and then it just falling apart and fighting and siding with the wrong person or the right person or the whole thing. I can't imagine that happening again.
I mean, I know. So filming started before this shit show was even done. They had to have stopped like with the producers and the crew halfway through or whenever it was and had like a special training. Right? Like do's and don'ts, you know, here's this social situation. Cast member walks into a bar and you walk by the window and see cast member and they go like this and backing you in. Do you A, run for the your fucking life to save your job? B, do you go in and get a free drink and hope no one says anything? C, I mean, there has to be some changes.
Yeah, I would say that is for sure. let's take this over to Patreon. I definitely have some more thoughts. I know this was all over like through the episode, but that's so was this episode. And so were our emotions and so are yours. Yes. And please join our group. Please give your opinions. Please just don't judge each other for your opinions. Okay. We like no fighting in there. We like people to just get along and say, I disagree with you. This is what I think. This is what I relate to. Join us in there. Join us on Patreon where we have more to say. I also want to talk to you. Have you watched Baby Reindeer yet?
No, but a friend of mine I just saw put a story up and said it's amazing.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. I know just over on the after we're done recapping the rest of this. So thoughts, unpopular opinions, it's all welcome. Join us over on Patreon. It's only $7 a month. If you can't join us, don't worry. Please just stay subscribed. Keep listening to us every Thursday for free. We have a bunch of fun stuff coming up, silly stuff, a little palate cleanser before we dive back into the new season, whenever that starts.
And I was just going to say, no reason not to say stay subscribed too, because we are impulsive ladies. Who knows if we're going to maybe watch a one-off thing or we're going to talk about this thing. We don't know. And if you don't stay subscribed, you'll miss out. So stay with us, please.
That's right. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Are you my podcast?
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 Are you my podcast? Are you my podcast?